So is everyone back?
We are.
Okay, good. Just need a little confirmation. Since we're now recording, ask whether there are actually any announcements. I know we've chatted for a few minutes here, but I don't think we've actually had any announcements. Is there anything that people want to pass along?
Well, Scott, one thing that we're working that you fully aware know, mm-hmm. but others maybe not, is the regional focused national climate mm-hmm. assessments and climate literacy pages, you know, focused for educators are going to come out next week, probably Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on getting all that moving. And one of the key questions for the CLEAN Network is, there'll be a web announcement in the email sent out to the CLEAN Network, but are there other networks that this information could be useful? So, in instance, you know, Vicki, do you have a way of engaging the Forest Service educators and networks? I mean, is this something? I would think this is something that they would find useful, but you know, is that something that you can send out to your network?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, that's spectacular. I mean, yeah, I think, you know, that's one of the nice things about this network is that it's a network of networks. You know, so if there's ways to kind of radiate it out and see whether or not we're able to kind of get more traction. But that's cool. Thank you, Vicki.
Yeah,
that's the big one that we got going.
Then send me what you want me to send out.
Absolutely. Will do.
Okay.
So Frank, are you looking at, you know, NSTA and sort of the science teachers, even the state associations? Is that kind of the long list of folks that this will go out to, or are you talking about sort of just CLEAN Network and sort of these big networks of folks who do work in education?
Well, it's a great question, Scott, because I don't think we've never, in essence, made a Google Doc for the community of all listeners. So if you were going to really market a product, a program, an activity, an opportunity, an event, whatever, widely in a climate community, we've never really, put that together. Because, you know... you know, NSTA is a logical one, but then also you have NAI and AZA and you know, and so on.
Yeah, there's lots. I mean, one of the things that we certainly could do is we've done, you know, CLEAN has done its own review of our members, and we know that they're part of a lot of other networks. And, you know, we certainly could make sure that those networks are also alerted, you know, that we ask people to pass them on to their own networks. And that probably would get almost everything that way. But, I think we're, you know, we need to move the level of sophistication that we're operating on. And so I absolutely agree. A kind of, I mean, just a simple Google Doc with the networks and, you know, what's the way of putting an announcement or a news item out to that network.
Right.
So that would be useful to do, I think. Yeah. Good. Well, there's one other announcement, just a reminder, because I think Tamara put it in her announcement for today's call. The AGU, the American Geophysical Union meeting in December has the call for abstracts is due tomorrow, the 6th. So, and as I think most folks know, that we have, upwards of 11 sessions that we have been sponsoring, I guess, promoting, whatever. So there's lots of places for presentations to be slotted into. And the more the merrier, absolutely. It's a major event for the climate education community.
But, you know, Scott, one thing I don't think we've done as well over the years as we could is given, I think I count 10 sessions. And then there are other related sessions.
Yeah.
But the you know, when you bring everybody to San Francisco for the same 3 days that are representing such a wide diversity of the climate literacy community, it seems that we've never really captured the fact that everybody's there. And we, I think if we were going to, and we are talking about, you know, how to have a collective impact, a shared,
right,
a shared model for how to engage the nation, how to improve its climate literacy, all that kind of stuff. We've never really capitalized on the fact that everyone's already there.
Yeah.
So to have a working meeting of some significance at AGU seems like we should finally do that.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, we kind of did it last year, I think, with the workshop that we had on the Thursday, which is the fourth day of that week. But it was fairly focused in what we were trying to do that day. But yeah, I agree. It's what many other professional organizations do at that meeting, is come together and either in an informal fashion or in a very formal way, bring you know, all their members together and talk about stuff. So. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. We should try to do something a little bit more substantial.
Yeah.
And
so maybe we should. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that the thing that you were kind of hinting at is that there are also a lot of other sessions at AGU that could be of interest to people who are doing climate change education. And we haven't done too good a search on, you know, all those other kinds of things. There's union sessions, and there's an amazing wealth of material there that it would be very helpful to connect that together. It's not easy to do. I know, you know, when I'm planning my days, I'm always amazed by how much stuff I have to miss.
right. So, I mean, we've kind of tacked on over the years. 2012, we had the meeting in NCSE, and then 2013, we had the workshop.
Yeah.
So, I guess 2014, I know we're doing another workshop, but
yeah,
I guess I'm just floating it out there, and maybe, is it Andrea from the Alliance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering if maybe we shouldn't talk with you guys as well about, you know, I don't know if you're doing anything specific to the CSEP Phase 2s for AGU, but it seems that there's some maybe coordinated activity that's more than the workshop and more than the sessions.
Yeah.
So from... what we had done last year was we hosted amongst the CSEP Phase 2 a meeting right before the AGU conference. And the feedback from that was that it was too much and that everybody has so much that they're trying to do during that week and other hats that they're wearing that we weren't able to potentially do that, or they didn't like that we would like to do that again. So that was the feedback that we had as far as everybody has a lot that's going on during that week. It's too much to stay before or stay after. And throughout the week, it's hard to coordinate with them a single time to all get together because there's a lot going on that week. So that's just some feedback that we've had.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the Sunday might be a good day to target, because unless there's other things going on that I'm not aware of, but usually you're coming in on the Sunday, so if you came in early, we might be able to get a half-day event in the second half of the day on Sunday. But, you know, we'd have to kind of capitalize on that soon. I don't know how soon, but if we were going to pull that off, because, you know, travel plans and all that kind of stuff. But usually most people can get to San Francisco by noon.
Yeah.
If they intend to do something of purpose. But
are you saying
that they eat? Well, so let me be a little bit more transparent here. One of the big things that our community is working on is the public-private partnership for climate literacy, climate change education, however you want to describe it. We haven't really nailed that down yet, which is one of the issues. But, you know, if we're really going to get the philanthropic community excited about joining us in implementing a robust, you know, climate literacy campaign, if you will, for the United States, it's going to require us to really get specific. It's going to require us to kind of bring together the best of our thinking and, you know, what would it take and what are the most strategic, you know, initiatives to invest in. And I think that CSEP Phase 2s are a critical piece of that, but they're not the only part of the puzzle. So I'm just, you know, exploring this idea as I'm preparing my AGU work. What would we do that, you know, it just seems like a missed opportunity if we don't do something at AGU beyond what we're already doing?
Yeah.
So.
Good point.
You know, I don't know where to go with that. But I don't want to wait too long because then it'll just become impossible.
Yeah.
So maybe Andrea, if you guys, since you did do that feedback, maybe we could, since CSEP phase twos are such a critical piece, but not the only piece. I mean, Vicky,
you know,
Forest Service is a huge enterprise that would need to be part of that conversation, as would other federal enterprises.
Right.
And there are other projects like, you know, the Alliance for Climate Education. They're out of the Oakland.
Yep.
Yep. They seem to be a key piece of this. And, you know, so I think you get where I'm going here. But I just don't know where to take that conversation and who would be interested in that. But, you know, I'm assuming Tamara would absolutely.
Right.
I'm assuming Mark would. But I'm wondering if Gail would, and, you know, and is this something we would do with the tri-agency leaders as well? That's kind of where I am right now.
Good.
And I can certainly talk to Gail and get her thoughts on this and get back to you as well.
Yep.
Great. Vicky, what do you think? Are you game for, I mean, are you planning to go to AGU?
I do not know what that is, honestly.
The American Geophysical Union?
Ah, yes. No. It's just been on my radar in terms of hearing other people mention it, but it's not something I mainly participate in.
Well, maybe we can introduce you to it.
I've looked at it. I have looked at what they do and all. A lot of what you guys are talking about on this phone call seems to be honestly a bit over my head and stuff that doesn't, it's not in my real world often, I'll be honest. So I kind of just jump on the call to see if our worlds overlap.
Well, Vicki, you and I should talk about that to make sure it does overlap, perhaps do a presentation for us to make sure that people understand what Forest Service is doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, Vicki, just to be very direct with you. There's a session called Climate Literacy, the Challenges of Preparing Climate Literate K-12 Teachers and Students. It's a session. You know, you submit talks. You have to do it by tomorrow. And, you know, with all the work you did on Climate Change Lives with all those partners, that's a perfect thing to talk about at AGU. I think that it's similar to NSTA, but there are only 15-minute talks, and then there's eight of them in a two-hour period. I think that's the kind of thing that I would highly encourage you to consider. That's what I buy for others.
Yeah, who comes to those conferences? Give me a little.
Well, it's, you know, basically the Climate Literacy Network and the Clean Network now kind of carved out a conference inside of the American Geophysical Conference. It's like 22,000 people come to San Francisco in early December from all over the world, but it's really the leaders in Earth System Science research. But the climate literacy community have grown this huge mini conference, sorry, that's funny, inside of a science conference. And, you know, it combines the people like Michael Mann and Richard Alley together with, the science educators and the science, communications community. It's a really rich, diverse community of practitioners, more on the development side than on the actual, like, teachers don't normally have a big presence there. So it's more the people that you would network and partner with to do things. So, it's a great community. It's more for you.
That's where I would perhaps have less interest because it, you know, I guess it's just been our focus to outreach to teachers.
Right.
I don't have any problem getting partners.
Well, but it's also an opportunity, Vicki, for you to and you know, well, I think you should think about sharing your successes and you know what you're looking to do. There's mm-hmm. there's more partners for what you're trying to do than you have.
Yeah, and
so
a lot of informal science
to share awareness of projects that we've developed, you know, that kind of thing amongst other people who might be teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Or networking with teachers or something. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at
think
it before
about it.
And I wasn't feeling it, but I keep an open mind, and it's good to know what's going on, you know. I do have an update if we're at a, if I'm blabbing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, let's see. Climate Change Live. Is getting some follow-up talk. We had a call with the Alliance for Climate Education that they're interested in using one of the webcasts that features their high school campus. So it's in their capacity across the country where they don't have real people to go to assemblies. So I thought that was pretty cool. We're looking at working together toward that. And we do have all our evaluation info together, and probably we'll have another partner call to talk about any next step ideas that we want to run with. So as Frank knows, one of our challenges is connecting a big project like this with more students than, you know, I think we hit like 350,000 students by estimating our numbers. Our challenge of connecting good work to more students. And what else was I going to tell you on that? As far as the clean network, you know, we weren't able to find a common vision of how to get our arms around adding a project like Climate Change Live to the clean network, the vetting system, because it's not, you know, distinct lessons. It's a body of 27 partners, lesson plans and programs and that kind of thing. So if anyone ever wants to revisit that kind of thing where there's a larger project to add, that is a hanging chad.
You know, Vicki, one thing we did talk about in the Clean Network, and Scott, maybe we should come back to this, is on the Clean website, we had talked about finding a home for major projects that didn't go through the clean review, but are existing significant projects. Because, I mean, we would never review a project like this. It'd just be too onerous, and it's just really out of scope. What Vicki's asking for is a way of kind of aggregating that program of significance with other programs of significance together. AMS Education has some amazing climate education related things. The CESA Phase 2s are 6 major projects. The Phase 1s are major projects. You know what I'm saying? But we've never really looked at the clean website as I think it's the logical place to do that, but we've never kind of talked about how to do that.
Yeah.
And I think we probably should.
It's a win-win because Clean is one of the 27 partners.
Yep. Yep.
So it makes sense from that standpoint.
Yep. So
yeah,
what do you think,
Scott? It didn't accommodate a big project like that, so we just left it off that no one knew how to deal with it. you know, in the clean, as far as Clean Network approving of it or sharing the word with people who look at the Clean website, you know. So yeah, I agree. Something like that,
yeah,
to accommodate things you want people to know about.
Yeah, I think
might fit the lesson plan paradigm.
Scott, are you still there? Did we lose? I guess we lost Scott, unless he's on mute for some reason. But I'll be meeting with Tamara later this week about something else, and I'll raise it with her as an action that we need to figure out how to deal with this issue, because there's a lot of really substantial projects that I think most of us, if we said, you know, here, what are your top 10 major projects you know of, I don't think we'd all write down the same list. We all are probably surprised on, I mean, I was just surprised the other day that the National Park Service had a climate literacy program. I had no idea. And it's my job to be an interagency coordinator. And it snuck up on me. So, you know, I mean, it's totally possible.
Now, one thing that I think of them as leaders in training their own employees early on, they did a great job, if you ask me, of, you know, offering training to get their troops up to snuff, you know.
Right.
And then they have climate-friendly parks with websites. And, yeah, they
got a lot. Well, but I guess the key thing is, Vicki, is
I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. So I'm not sure what happened to Scott there. But, Vicki, it's a great point. Andrea, do you think that the CSIP Alliance would support, you know, kind of widening people's awareness of those six projects? Is that something, you know, in line and scope with the Alliance?
Of course. I agree. I think that would be a good thing.
Awesome. Awesome. Because you've already done a promotional page for all six that connect the six. It's in essence the same spirit of those six plus the wider body of work that's out there. That's outside of the scope of the CSIP Alliance, but in scope with the kind of the mission boundaries of this. You know, for those of you who didn't know, there's a energy literacy town hall, virtual town hall. Hopefully you guys saw that. Do you guys all know what I'm talking about later today?
Nope.
I actually am not aware of it.
Ooh, that's not good. I'll make sure that it comes out. It's at 3:00 today, and I thought you guys would have seen it by now. But I'll bounce it off to you guys as well.
But in essence, there
are 25 different energy literacy projects that basically are just doing a 4-minute brief to everyone who shows up about what they're doing. And, you know, some of them are really big and beefy projects. That every time you look, there's more than you thought there was. This kind of gets us back to that survey as well, Andrea.
Right.
And who's Department of Energy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I'll send it out to the network right now.
Okay. And thanks, Frank, for circling back on the big project question with Clean. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Vicki. Well, somewhat, one way or another, we'll figure out how to get that done.
Okay, awesome. You know, it becomes a bigger issue to me as Clean gains more prominence, that we have a mechanism for something that doesn't. So the fact that I'm whining shows that Clean is on my radar more often.
Great.
We're starting our next project, which is Freshwater Live. And trying to make the point of, you know, importance of healthy watersheds to clean drinking water. And to the ocean, we're working with, on the ocean side, Frank, we're working with NOAA Marine Sanctuaries, thanks to Michiko. And then Peg and Bruce have signed on again, so we'll have a good NOAA connection.
Great. Well, consider me signed up, Vicki.
Ooh, thanks. I guess that's the latest from our end. We convened a group to take a look at how to. We've been working on these distance learning adventures by topic, and we've now got, you know, like 9 of them, I believe, on a common website, which is fsnaturelive.org. And so we're thinking about how to keep them alive all throughout the year rather than when the webcasts go out, that's a big special event, and then that's over because everything's archived. And so we're looking for ways like calling the scientists, you know, on Climate Change Live, call the scientists back together to do the online Q&As and just run the webcasts again as if they're brand new. So I'm thinking that would be very easy to pull off, and we'll probably do that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's it for me right now, I think.
And I actually need to jump off the call for another meeting, so I will be back in touch about our participation in something during AGU. I'll talk to Gail Frank and see her thoughts on that. But if you could, you know, email me anything that you're going to try to coordinate, or then I can pass that on to her. And then I'll also, if everybody wants to, just be on the lookout for the synthesis of the survey that was done with the 47 project responses.
Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Mary Jo, you've been quiet today. Anything you want to contribute? Maybe she's lost. Maybe it's just you and me, Vicki.
Okay.
So,
well,
hey, you know, if it's just the two of us left, I do have a side question. Does anybody else don't want to do cross business in the middle of a, you know, actually, maybe we'll put it in a wider context, just so that this is being recorded. Vicki, you know, one of the things we are trying to do is a follow up to the White House event that we had with OSTP for the informal place-based. We haven't really gotten focused on the K-12 formal side yet, just trying to get the summit and the informal place-based going. But who from the Forest Service would be the right person to connect to on the informal place-based education for the U.S. Forest Service? Is that you? Is it Michiko? Is it somebody else?
Yeah, I'd love to see you bring Michiko into this kind of stuff.
That'd be great.
You know,
can you
offer support by touching base with her first?
Well, it would probably be great if Vicki, I could meet with you and Michiko and whoever else in your headquarters team, just to kind of give you guys a lay of the land of what we're talking about. I mean, you guys are a huge organization. It would be good to talk to you guys in a wider context. It also relates to your Climate Change Live work and things of that nature. So, you know, is that something we could set up?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it would be a chance if you want to pull her into any of the interagency groups.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
To have on our radar, and for if she needs to start attending something, you know, that kind of thing. Perfect.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you wanna set that up for us?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Great. Then I'll look for an invite, or you know, just like a doodle poll or whatever. You know, summers are hard, given everybody's disappearing on vacation.
Yeah, Frank, can you give me a little written background of what you'd like to cover, and then
sure.
I'll do logistics of the scheduling.
Okay. Fantastic. I'll give you, basically it's that document that we developed at the that we used for the briefing. So I'll send you that document again in a fresh email, and you know, it's really, that's the scope of the conversation that I'm interested in having with you guys.
Okay, great.
All right, fantastic. Well,
yeah.
I think we're good.
We're always good.
Sorry. Yeah. So sorry for others if you're still there and you know, unable to say anything. You know, so I guess we just hang up, Vicki, and we'll hopefully it'll all be recorded and fine like that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.